Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
My husband Rob and I were always blessed by our growing teen sense of aesthetics and appreciation of the transcendentals. One night when John was 17 years old, I picked him up from work, knowing he was anxious to go out with some friends. But when he jumped in the car, he said, "Mom, let's drive towards town. I want to take you to see the fireworks over the baseball stadium." He told me his friends could wait. Another time we were driving in the car when John yelled, "Stop, pull over." He proceeded to jump onto the hood of the car with his camera so he could take a picture of a beautiful sunset. Whenever John came in from fishing at night, he called his family to the shoreline before he released his catch. Our life is beautiful because of John. In college, Robert worked, traveled, and played rugby. He was always busy and far away, yet he remembered to include his family in the things he loved. I remember one time he called to tell us he had just made the winning try and his rugby team was moving on to some higher level of competition. It was very noisy as he spoke, so I asked where he was. He said, "I'm standing in the end zone." He couldn't wait to call his family. William reads my texts on culture and politics to his friends at his Christian college, and then they text me questions. David emails us for advice when he needs to make a secular professor happy without insulting our Lord and Savior. I loved homeschooling our children into the years of adulthood because they continue to include us as they grapple with integrating standards of truth, beauty, and goodness into their own family, work, and college.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com.